Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing We Fall Down, and in part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Behind the Curtain, from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
We fall down behind the curtain. In the book of Romans chapter 8 today, as we look into the pages of God's Word, I want you to remember that to be less than a conqueror is to be a prisoner. To be less than a conqueror is to be defeated. To be less than a conqueror is to be chained to the chariot wheel of Satan. Now, friend, you may think, well, life has been rough, Pastor. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've gone through. Well, I'm not diminishing the fact that people go through things, but you're not the first and you will not be the last. The fact of the matter is that you've got to make a decision today. Are you going to be today defeated, a prisoner, or are you going to be a conqueror? God's already declared you today as a conqueror. If you're in Christ Jesus today, you can look at your life. It doesn't mean that life is always easy. It doesn't mean that you're free from the problems, the chains, and the things of life that you face in life. But I want you to know today, if God said you are more than a conqueror, you are more than a conqueror. Amen. You've got to get God's word in your spirit today and start declaring who God says that you are, not what the world says you are, not what you think that you are, but what God has already today declared who you are in Him. So today to live is to face life challenges. We're going to have them. We all have them. That's a part of living today, is to face the challenges that we go through. Today, you know, you fit into one of these three categories. Today, either you are a wimp, or you're a whiner. Complain about everything. Nothing makes you happy. All you do, you're just like a broken record, just running all the time. Or you're a winner. Hallelujah. Now, which one do you fall into today? Don't answer that audibly. But if you're in the first two categories, you can move over to the third for today before you leave this building. You can move over today from being in a wimpish position today. You can move over from being a whiner. You can move into the great place that God has for you and being a winner. So the world we live in today is a world of struggle. I mean, that's a paramount in life that happens everywhere that we're seeing that people are living today. And if a person today tells you that their life is stress-free, they don't have a worry in the world, well, first thing, they're doing, they're lying to you. And the second thing is, you know, they really have not come into bearing the place of reality of the way life is. Just because today you're facing trials and circumstances in your life doesn't mean today that you're defeated. You've got to get the mentality of the Word of God in your life. As Paul tells us, you've got to have the mind of Christ in you. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If you're walking around today and you have determined in your life that you are defeated, you're down, you're out, you're discouraged, and nothing is going to work in your life, guess what's going to happen? That's exactly what you're going to get. You today, in the power and the presence of God, you can rise above your circumstances. Have you forgotten what Paul also said in the book of Ephesians, that we're sitting together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus? But preacher, this is a bad world, but God's still a good God. And He's still in control of whatever's going on in our lives today. You know, life brings conflict. Life brings struggle. Life brings trouble into our lives every day. It's conflict that really reveals today what type of person that you are. A wimp, a whiner, or a winner. So therefore today, you do not get winners in a struggle-free society. You get winners in the fact that God is able to bring you through what you're facing and to deliver you. Every one of you today here, you know, you've got some type of struggle going on in your life, in some area of your living. So, I mean, things are happening in your life every day that we face that brings about struggle and trial. And, you know, we let these things get us down. But I want you to see something today that God said in His Word, as we're going to see here in a moment from the Scriptures, that you're more than a conqueror in Christ. Now, you today can't conquer anything in yourself. You don't have the ability. You don't have the strength. You don't have the know-how. But in Christ Jesus today, you today can be an overcomer because you've come over. See, the problem is some have not come over to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. They've never received Him as their personal Savior. Oh, they know about God. They know about religion. They know about everything pertaining to God, but they've never received the power of the cross of the blood of Jesus Christ. So therefore today, you're not really living today in the place of freedom, just as Tony was showing you this morning in that little video clip. You're not living free. You're living in bondage. You're encumbered. You're letting everything today just get a hold on you today and bring you down to the places of defeat and discouragement and despair. But here's a God today that said, hey, I've made you a champion through my Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, God wants you to live in that position today. You know, we just want victory, but God says God's given us today just not victory, but He's given us an abundant victory today. If you go to John 10:10, He tells us the thief has come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That means today you can have an abundant victory. See, we're just trying to squeeze through. We just got this mentality today in the world that we're living in. We're just trying to get by. We got that mentality today. We're just trying to squeak through what we're going through. You know today, that's not the way God wants you to live. Come on, church. God, if He's an abundant God that saved you abundantly and died an abundant death and made an abundant salvation for you today, He wants you to live in the abundance that He has provided. He wants you to start living like He declared you are to be. You need to live like He said that you are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. That you're a child of the King. Amen. I don't know where your lineage may have come from. I don't know what you may have come through. And today, I'm glad today that this has determined who I'm going to be in Christ. Amen. You may have grown up on the hard side of town. I did. But hallelujah. God brought me through that too. Amen. I made a lot of blunders in my life, but thank God, God's grace got me through those too. Amen. I made some bad decisions in life. How about you? We all have, haven't we? Amen. But boy, I'm glad I got a God today that doesn't see me as I was. I'm glad He sees me as He sees me, that I can be what He's called me to be. And today, if He said, hey, Carlton, I'm going to make you just not a conqueror, but I'm going to make you more than a conqueror. I'm going to bring you into the abundance of victory. I'm just trying to get by, preacher. I'm just trying to hang on. I'm just trying. You've got to stop trying and let God start doing the work. You've got to let God take over in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. See, today, our identity is not based upon today our circumstances. Our identity today is based upon the Word of God. I'm glad today I can be a king and a priest. You say, you don't look like one. You don't even smell like one. I think I smell pretty good myself. But anyway, I can be what God said I can be. I go by what the Word says that I am today. See, the world says, oh, you're one of those old born-again, washed in the blood Christians. You're just living that old life and just trying to get by. You're praising somebody you've never seen, and you're excited about something you've never experienced or seen by the visible eye. Oh, I tell you, I've seen it by the power of the pages of God's Word. And I tell you today, I've got a city that God has prepared for me. Amen. I'm excited not only about the city He's prepared for me, and one day I'll be there, but I'm excited about the God who said, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you. I'm glad I got a God on my side today that'll never abandon me. I got a God today that'll bring me through whatever I'm in. I've got a God that will supply my every need. I've got a God today that will heal my body. I got a God today that'll be a friend that will stick closer than a brother. I got a God today that's always there. And if you've got this same God in your life, you got something to rejoice about, because that's the God that this Bible says that He is. And you've got to start declaring who God said that you are, not what the world has said you'll be, not what you think you are, but who God said that you are in Him. Amen. Now let me just give you a little disclaimer here. I'm not appealing to your flesh today, and I'm not trying to pump you up in your flesh, because your flesh won't do it. I'm trying to show you today a real God that lives within you today, that's greater than whatever you're going through, greater than whatever you're facing, greater than today whatever's on your mind. Because we serve a mighty God. Amen. We don't serve some kind of God or a part-time God. We serve Almighty God. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We serve a God that's never made a mistake. We serve a God today that created this world simply by His acts of saying, let there be, and there was.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E. Letter A, and then Duck, D-U-C-K, at AOL.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.